Blog Talk Radio.
Show me your face. Fill up this space. My world needs you right now. My world needs you right now. I can't escape being afraid. Fill me with you right now. My world needs you right now.
Show me your face. Fill up this space. My world needs you right now. My world needs you.
Bring with it a sound that points us to you right now. Erase substitutes right now. Fix what I see. And God, please fix me. Let us see you right now. My world needs you.
Why I'm not ashamed to say.
Good morning, good morning, and welcome, welcome, welcome to the Worldwide Gospel Connection. I am your host, none other than Apostle-elect Donnell Douglas. We're here to encourage, inspire, strengthen you through the Word of God is what we do on a day-to-day basis. We're just excited about what God has to say today in this time that we're going to be with you guys. Listen, call a friend, tell a neighbor that the Worldwide Gospel Connection is on the air. You can do that by going to that telephone number, sending out that telephone number, whether through text, email, or you guys just want to share it on your Facebook page. Remember to like and share on this morning. We're just excited about what the Lord has to say on this morning. We're going to just go in and just have a fantastic broadcast on this morning. Now, guys, as always, before we get started, we'd like to go into prayer and a scripture on this morning. So just lend me your hearts for a moment as we pray before we get started. Gracious and eternal Father, we thank you for this opportunity to come before you in your presence to pray and call upon your mighty and rich name. For it is in you, God, that we live. It's in you we have our being. It's in you, God, that we can do all things. And God, we thank you for that opportunity, God, to come to you in prayer. Effectual, fervent prayer of the righteous availeth much is what your word tells us, oh God. So we thank you, Father God, for the ability and steadfastness in prayer. That God, as we pray for these that are under the sound of your great voice, God, God, we pray today, God, that they hear your voice and not the voice of mine. God, this old feeble voice, this old feeble body that I have that is before me, God. God, I pray today, God, as we go into this broadcast today, I pray that it is a blessing to those that are under the sound of our voice. And we thank you, Father, for just the opportunity to go into your presence, God, and just to give your name praise, glory, honor, and dominion. Now, we pray for those, God, God, that are in the situations, God, God, that, God, they may not be able to hear or comprehend or understand. God, we ask that you would quiet the chaos in their mind. Silence, God, their hearts, God, God, as they're going through whatever it is they're going. God, and give them the understanding to know, God, that you are God and you are God all by yourself in the midst of it all. And we bless you and we magnify you and we glorify your mighty and rich name. For it is in your name, God, that all things are possible. In Jesus' mighty name we pray, amen, amen, and amen. And as always, guys, we have our morning scripture this morning. Those of you all that have been keeping up with our scriptures on this morning, we will be in Isaiah 55 and verse 11. That's Isaiah 55 and verse 11. Isaiah 55 and 11. We're going to be reading the New Century Version. It's the New Century Version. And it reads like this. The same thing is true of the word I speak. They will not return to me empty. They make the thing happen that I want to happen. And they succeed in doing what I sent them to do. We'll read that again because that blessed my soul. The same thing is true for the words that I speak. They will not return to me void. They make the thing happen that I want to happen, and they succeed in doing what I sent them to do. Amen. That's Isaiah 55 and 11. Isaiah 55 and 11. We want to also make sure that we acknowledge all those great countries that are listening in all across the world. We thank you guys so very much. We thank you so very much. We are just excited about you guys continuing to partner up and come on board with us. And we thank you so very much. And we want to also make sure that we acknowledge those missionaries and pastors and apostles and those preachers that are out in those rural countries that are converting those to come to Christ. You're in the thick of it. You're in that highways and hedges of the, that they say you have put your hand to that plow and you have not taken down. We're praying for you. We're praying that you guys continue to keep your stand, and we're praying that God's hand continually be over your life, because we understand and know that it is a hard thing. That's a hard job. And we know that the taskmasters of that era in that region there, they are very, very aggressive. So we're praying for you. We're praying that God continue to protect and keep you and watch over you. We're also praying for those that are giving their life, because we realize those that are giving their life to Christ, they're renouncing the religions that they have there. And that's a hard job. That's a hard job. Some of them, their families turn their backs on them. Some of them, there's some things that happen to them. So listen, guys, we as a family, we're praying for you. We as the body of Christ, we're praying for you. We as a country is praying for you. That every country that's listed on this list, They're praying for each other. So we want to connect with them in prayer, because the Bible says, where two or three are gathered together, I am in the midst. The Lord God is in the midst, and he will make that thing happen. He'll take care of it. He'll protect us. He'll watch over us, because that's what he does, because he loves us just that much. Amen? Amen. So let us acknowledge those countries this morning. We have the United States. We have Canada. We have Brazil. We have Zimbabwe. We have Nigeria. We have South Africa. We have Kenya. We have Ghana. We have Jamaica. We have Germany. We have Russia. We have Bulgaria. We have Hong Kong, China, the United Kingdom, and we also have Mexico. Thank you guys so much. Thank you guys so much for your continued support, your continued support, your continued connecting with us and being a part of what God is doing in this time and in this hour. And please remember, ladies and gentlemen, please remember to continue to keep them in your prayers. Also, we want to make sure that we keep Louisiana in our prayers. There is a Category 4 hurricane that's coming their way now. It's a Category 4. It is upgraded to a Category 4 from the last report that I received. It was a Category 4. So please continue to pray for Louisiana as they're going through their transition into this storm. We're praying that no lives are lost on this one. We experienced Hurricane Katrina with them, and that is not that it wasn't a pretty thing. It wasn't a pretty thing. So listen, guys, we're going to continue to pray and intercede for them as God protects them. God keeps them. They obey the evacuations protocols and all that's been put in place. Amen. Amen. So listen, guys, we're going to go to a quick commercial break, and we will be right back. You guys are listening to the Worldwide Gospel Connection.
Somebody lift your voice and just worship. Just lift your voice and worship. Come on, lift your voice. Lift your voice and worship. Oh, the Spirit of God is moving on those who worship. Somebody just wave those hands. We just honor your presence today. We just honor your presence tonight, Holy Spirit. That's all we really want, Lord, is just to be where you are. Just to be in your presence. We honor you. Praise is what I do. And I want to be close to you. I lift my hands in praise. Somebody lift those hands. Praise is who I am. I will praise him while I can. All times, and I vow to praise you through the good and the bad. I praise you whether happy or my testimony in all that I go through. Somebody said, why? I said, because praise is what even when I'm going through.
When I'm going through.
See, I've learned. I will not be depressed. It doesn't even stand a chance.
Against the wall, it's what I do.
Does anybody want to experience God tonight?
I do. What I do.
God bless you. Thank you guys so much. And welcome back to the Worldwide Gospel Connection. It is our Man Up Monday broadcast. You are a part of this month's broadcast. It's entitled The Shift. And we're just excited to have our brother, our friend, none other than Pastor Mike on the line with us. Listen, guys, grab a pen, grab a piece of paper, and we can get ready to be and get shifted into your next dimension. And God, man, listen, I can't hold a man of God no longer. I present to some and introduce to others, none other than my brother, my friend, none other than Mike, Pastor Mike. Mike, go ahead, man, and bless the people.
Oh, my goodness. Good. Good day, wherever you may be. Good day. Remember, this is the day the Lord has made. Whether it's a morning for you or evening for you or night, it's still the day the Lord has made. I want you to find a way to be blessed, to joy. I mean, not to be blessed, but to be joyful in this day, regardless of your circumstances. Being joyful in your day is a choice. I want to talk to you today from a standpoint. As a matter of fact, I want you to go to Proverbs. Go to Proverbs chapter 18. We're going to talk about our tongue. We're gonna talk about our speech. We're gonna talk about what are we speaking in our lives. If you go to Proverbs chapter 18, verse 21, it's a very familiar verse. As a matter of fact, I'm going to give you two verses, but we're going to start in Proverbs 18 and 21. I'm reading from the King James Version. It says, "Death and life are in the power tongue, and they that love it shall eat the fruit thereof." Death and life are in the power of the tongue, and they that love it shall eat the fruit thereof. Before we get to the next verse, I want you to understand that you have the power to shift your life. You have the power to speak life unto your circumstances. You have the power. What happens is you are being fought. You are in a spiritual battle. Literally, you're in a spiritual battle to literally cite you so that you don't speak the very thing that you desire. The battle is always raging, whether you know it or not, whether you acknowledge it or not. The moment you say, we were talking about it yesterday in service, the moment you say you moving for Christ, you are now in a battle. Now, whether you acknowledge the battle, whether you are comfortable in the battle, don't mean you're not in a battle. And you have to understand the battle. I think the biggest deception for most people is thinking that as long as I love God, I don't have to fight, that God will fight my battles for what I have. I'm sorry to be the one to break the news to you, but just because you love God, you will have to fight. Just because you love God, you will have to fight to prove. You will have to fight to be determined. You will have to fight to stay on course. You will have to fight to show your love. We often use, and I say this a lot, but we often use Job as the example, forgetting that Job was God's idea. We often use how Job went through and how God gave Job double for his trouble, not knowing that Job had to fight to stay upright in the beginning. The reason God chose Job is because the Bible called him just in an upright man. So now we have to understand when the life and death is in the power of our tongue, we have to speak in such a manner that it shows the righteousness that we say that we want to live. Now watch this. Go to James for me. Go to James in the New Testament. I want you to go to James chapter 3. Now watch. Proverbs, which was written by Solomon, says that death and life is in the power of the tongue. But then James gets a little bit more detailed. If you go to James chapter 3, we're going to start right around about the fifth verse. "Even so, the tongue is a little member, and it boasteth great things. Behold, how great a matter a little fire kindled." And the tongue is a fire, a world of iniquity. So is the tongue among our members, that it defiled the whole body and set it on fire, the course of nature. And it is set on fire of hell. 7 says, "For every kind of beast and of the birds and the serpents and the things of the sea is tamed and has been tamed of mankind." But verse 8 says, "But the tongue can no man tame. It is an unruly evil, full of deadly." I want you to understand for a second. Take a moment. I want you to understand the reason Solomon says death and life is in the power of the tongue, but then James come back to tell you just how deadly the tongue can be if you're not mindful of the very things that you are speaking, how deadly that little piece of, because remember, the tongue is a small piece of the human body. It's actually the small piece of the member of your mouth, but yet it's the most powerful piece of your mouth, because when you speak, the very things that you're speaking is either going to bring life or going to bring death. Now, let's go back to talk about the battle you're in. The battle you're in is to get you to continue to speak death, because naturally, once your heart is made up, back up. I'm sorry. First off, before you can acknowledge what you're speaking, you have to acknowledge what's in your heart. Am I moving for righteousness or I'm not? I told them in service, it's only two types of people. The world has taught you that it's different races. It's only two type of people in the spirit realm. You have the faithful and the unfaithful, the just and the unjust, the believers and the unbelievers. That's it. That's the only thing the spirit realm sees. It doesn't see color. It doesn't see race. It sees faithful, unfaithful, just, unjust. That's it. So now we have to go back to within the heart. Because the Bible tells us that the God judges the heart of a man. So before I can speak it, I have to examine what's in my heart. Because I can speak life, but if my heart dictates death, then guess what's going to come out of my mouth? I can speak life, but if my heart is full of evil and deceit, guess what's going to come out? I can speak life, but it will only be something that I'm doing just because I'm trying to show people that I'm doing something that I'm really not. I'm only trying to portray a certain outlook. I'm only trying to portray a certain demeanor. I'm trying to show, but I have news for you. Everything I've learned in these years of my life, that the spirit realm cannot be fooled, which means I judge your heart. If God says he judged the heart, and then the Bible turns around and tells us Christ judges the heart, when how can you fool me by what you say? That's why in James 4 it says, ask and you shall receive. That's why in James 4 it follows that by saying, but if you ask and haven't received, it's because God knows the intentions of your heart. I know what you plan on doing with it. Now let's go back to death and life are in the power of your tongue. You have the power. Once you believe it in your heart, you have the power to speak things into existence. But the enemy knows you have the power to speak things in existence. And so what happens if I know you have the power to speak things in existence, I fight the very thing. I fight it at the core of where the belief begins. So now your battle, we talked about the battle with the mind. Well, now the battle is raging in your mind, whether you acknowledge it or not, because the point you acknowledge that you are more than a conqueror, the point that you acknowledge that you are more than enough, the point that you acknowledge that even though my circumstances right now says that I don't have, my heart and my mind knows that I am rich, that I am enabled, that I am prosperous, that God is blessing me. So once you get to the point that your heart believes it, your mouth starts speaking it. Once your mouth starts speaking it, manifestation is coming. It has to come because the Bible, oh my God, listen to me. When you understand that the fight you're in is to stop you from believing, and once you stop believing, you won't speak the life. But if you start believing in life and you speak that life, then it's going to manifest. It's going to, listen, it has to manifest. According to the principles of God, it has to manifest. But guess what? Oh, my God, I don't want to give you too much. I don't want to give you do what I want to get. When the Bible says, how can two walk together unless they agree? Most people look at that as being me. I challenge you. I know I'm giving you several verses, but I challenge you today to think of it as, instead of thinking of you and another person walking together in agreeing, think of it as your heart and your mind walking together. They have to agree. Because if the heart and the mind don't agree, what comes out of the mouth, what you speak, what you say, what you believe, if the heart and the mind don't agree, 90% of the time, the one that doubts is the one that will overrun, that rule them out. 90% of the time, the one that's moving in the ways of the flesh and moving in the ways of, it's going to be the one that rules them out. And I've already told you, when you speak it, that's why you got to be careful of always walking around saying, oh, I'm feeling bad, I'm sick, and I'm hurting, and, oh, my back is doing this, and I'm not feeling well today. And people ask you, hey, how you doing? Oh, listen, so-so, I'm doing all right today, and I just need to get laid down somewhere because I'm not feeling well. And you're speaking the very sickness. Do you not know that you cannot be sick and speak sickness, and all of a sudden you're hit, you're sick, you're hurting, you're aching, you're going through, you're like, wait a minute, I wasn't really in pain. Why am I in pain now? Because your mouth has spoken that you're now in pain. So now how about we take that power and speak life into our situation? It don't matter where you're at in life. It don't matter what your current circumstances is. Start speaking life into it. It don't matter if you're already prosperous. I can always be even more prosperous than I am already. So now I challenge you. I dare you. I challenge challenge you and I dare you to continue to speak life into your situation, speak life into those grandkids or those children or those aunts and uncles, those nieces and nephews. It don't matter who it is. It don't even have to be people you know. Speak life into the neighbors. Speak life into you can get so bold that you walk around just speaking life into people you don't know. Baby, you're healed. Baby, you're blessed. Baby, you're loved. Why? Because there are some people nobody's never spoken life into. I don't know how it feels for somebody to speak life into me. I don't know how it feels. And I know as pastors, as ministers, we get to telling people what you should do, but there were some people that has never experienced it. I don't know what it feels like for somebody to tell me I'm more than a conqueror through Christ Jesus that strengthens me. I don't know how it feels for somebody to tell me that I can do and be whoever I am, whatever I choose. I don't know how that feels. So now, if I'm one of those people who heart and mind agrees and now my mouth is speaking life, I can use that to help other people. I can't keep consuming myself. Watch this, because the appointment on this earth through God by Christ was not for ourselves. I didn't appoint you to heal and keep blessing yourself. I appointed you to teach others, especially the people that call themselves pastors and apostles and ministers and whomever your title may be. What are you using your power of tongue for? That's not even where I was going. I'm sorry. I don't deviate it. Oh my God. Listen. But listen. We have to be very conscious because at every level there's a different war. It's a war to get to the conscious mindset of knowing that I'm more than a conqueror. It's a war to stay on the conscious mindset of knowing that I am highly favored and blessed. And then it's a war to move to the next level. It's always a war because the enemy is always trying to stop us. He's always trying to deter us. He wants the mindset to feel like it's no reason to have faith in God. Because faith is the currency. In this spiritual realm, faith is the currency. That's why the Bible tells us that our faith is impossible to please God, because faith is the currency. And I'm willing to tell you that without faith, there is no reason. I'm not sorry, there's not no reason. Without faith, there is no need to focus on what you're speaking because you don't believe it anyway. And the enemy knows. I tell people all the time, God cannot be, he can't be fooled. You can't manipulate God into thinking that, okay, I'm going to say one thing, make God feel like, I want God to think that I feel this way, but I really feel that way. That don't work like that. But it don't work like that on the enemy side either. You can speak and say that you believe in God. You can speak and say that you're faithful, but I see what's in your heart, and I see the way you walk. There is no fooling the spirit realm. There is no deceiving the creator of deception. It boggles my mind why people think that we can manipulate the spirit. How? This realm existed way before you, and it's going to exist definitely after you. There is no, so now, that's why, how can two walk together unless they agree? My heart and mind has to be on one, so when I open my mouth and speak, I'm speaking life, I'm speaking prosperity, I'm speaking joy, I'm speaking peace, I'm speaking the things of the heavenly realm. I have to be mindful that my heart and mind has to agree so that I am speaking the things of God, because if I'm not mindful, I can find myself in a swamp, and I'm speaking death, I'm speaking, watch this here, most people will say, well, I don't speak death, but sickness leads to death. Oh, man, I'm just feeling so bad today. You know what? As a matter of fact, watch this here. Now we're so unruly, and I like the way the Bible says the tongue is unruly. Now we're so unruly, we'll speak death in somebody else's life simply because we don't like what they're doing. We'll speak sickness and hurt and harm in somebody else's life. Look at her. That's crazy. She over there doing that. She need to be ashamed of herself. She gonna end up being sick. Watch. Watch. Watch what I tell you. Watch. She gonna end up, you know what? No. And then we'll follow that with, But I tell you what, though, I'm gonna pray for her. But how you gonna pray for her if you just spoke death into our life? You just spoke sickness onto somebody, but yet I'm going to pray for them. I'm willing to tell you, listen, I'm willing to tell you, be careful who you seek counsel from. I love the Bible when it says judge the spirit by the spirit. Try the spirit by the spirit. Understand that everybody you seek counsel from ain't for you. And they use that power of life and death. There are some people, unfortunately, that will use that power of life and death willingly, knowing that they are using it to keep you down, knowing that they are using it against you, knowing that they are speaking death in your circumstances. But I got news for you. Just because they speak it don't mean it's got to manifest in your life, because as long as you know who you are, that's when our foundation of who we are comes into play. Because, yes, the enemy has – listen, understand that the enemy is in no short supply of people to use. He has his picks and chooses. The Bible doesn't say many are called on the enemy's side, but few are used. Do you ever watch it? Here's the question. Here's the question. Let me make sure I ain't okay. Here's the question. Have you ever wondered why the very people that walk with Christ, I'm not talking about the disciples, I'm talking about the Pharisees, the Sadducees, everybody that didn't like him, the very people that walked with Christ, walk next to the Savior only to find ways to crucify him? The enemy is in no short supply of people to use. These people watch miracles being happen. They watch people being healed. Everywhere he was, they were. There's so many questions I have to that, but we ain't gonna get into that right now. We're gonna focus on the power of life, death, and life on the tongue. But I want you to understand, the reason you're always in a fight is because the enemy always has somebody trying to deter you. He always has somebody that's trying to move you. He always has somebody that's trying to distract you. He's always have somebody that has that mindset of, woe is me. Always. Always. And the cliche, I don't know how it is in other countries, but in this country, the cliche is misery loves company. If I'm miserable, I got to get you to be miserable. And how can I get you to be miserable? By shifting your mindset so that you begin to speak misery out of your mouth. You begin to speak harm out of your mouth. You begin to speak loneliness out of your mouth. You begin to speak heartbrokenness out of your mouth. You begin to speak these very things. I'm so heartbroken. I'm so hurt. I'm so dead. I'm so desperate. I'm so lonely. I've been doing this road and I've been trying this thing. And do you ever wonder why there are so many saints? Let me rephrase that. There's so many people that say they are believers, and yet your circumstances dictate that you don't believe at all. And yet your mindset dictates that you are less than a believer. I remember when I was young, I used to think, how is it so many poor people in church if we serve God? I remember thinking that. I remember I was like 14, 15, thinking, I don't want to do this. I don't want to do this because these people are barely, struggling. These people are, to me, they were some of the most faithful people when I was young. But now that I know better, apparently you weren't that faithful. We believe God, but we believe God only in, sorry, we're not going that far, my bad. But I want you to understand, the enemy knows how to keep you distracted. He knows how to keep you distorted. I'm comfortable with you going to church as long as you don't speak that life. So now we have people that sit in service, but that still speak death into their circumstances, that still speak death into their finances, that still speak death into their health, that still speaks. Listen, if I can get you to speak death and yet you go to church and say you believe, I've won. I told you in the beginning, you're always in a battle. The problem with that is we don't acknowledge the battle, and you can't fight a battle that you don't acknowledge. You can't fight or be aware of the things you're speaking when you haven't even acknowledged the battle that you're in. And the enemy has been so clever over the years to masquerade that battle that you're in as just an inconvenience. That's how we can always fight family members and how we can always have problems with different people that we don't even know. Is it amazing how we can curse and fight people that we have no idea who they are? Just because you cut me off in traffic or you blew your horn at me or I cut you off and now you're angry and now I'm angry because you're angry. Now we're both screaming and cussing on the highway at 70 miles an hour. Isn't it amazing how we can manifest things out of our mouth? Not even paying attention to what we're saying because it's just something to do at that moment. They made me mad or they under No. They didn't make you mad. It's scary test. It's pushing you to move. It's pushing you to speak. Yes, you say you are a believer, but what are you believing at this moment? What you say you believe and what you're speaking is on two different levels. I love how James comes back. I was trying not to break this down and teach it, but I'm going to give you a few seconds of it. In James 3, even so, the tongue is a little member, boasted great things. Boasting great. Behold, how great a matter a little fire kindles. That's the part that I really want you to understand. Behold, in verse 5, the second part of verse 5, and behold, how great a matter a little fire kindled. Behold how great of a distraction or how great of a blessing that this little fire, this little tongue can kindle. But again, I told you the deception is for you to speak unaware. Because if you can speak unaware, you can create a magnitude of situations. You can create a situation in your life that's bigger than you can even understand. But you can create just the same on the blessing side. I can create a blessing that's why the Bible says, try me, in Deuteronomy, when God is talking to the children of Israel, try me and see, won't I open up the windows of heaven and pour you out a blessing that you have room enough not to receive. But before I can pour you out that blessing, you got to understand the power of the tongue. You got to understand the power of what God has given you. I've given you free will. Oh, my God. If you understood the value of free will, if you understood the value of God giving us free will, if you understood, you would understand why it's so important to be mindful of what you speak. Behold, a great thing. The tongue is a fire. The tongue is a fire. I can burn you with my tongue. Because watch this. Watch this. Even fire brings life. So I can scorn you with my tongue, or I can allow this fire to build you. Because not all fire is bad. It just depends on how it's used. Not all fire burns. It just depends on how it's used. As a matter of fact, the fire that I choose to receive, I need that Holy Ghost fire. I need the fire of our God. I need that heavenly fire. I need that fire to burn inside of me. That's why it's important for you to know what you're speaking. Because you can have fire that burns inside of you, and you can have fire that burns you. I need the fire that burns inside of me. I need to speak that light that burns inside of me. I need that Holy Ghost fire so people can see and people can feel that God is real through whatever God uses me for. That's why we have to submit ourselves as holy sacrifices, oh God, holy and acceptable unto God. That's why it's important for us to know. It's important for us to know how can two walk together. Again, remember the scripture, how can two walk together lest they agree? How can my heart and mind walk me in the place of salvation and in the place of love and in the place of peace and grace if they don't agree? How is it that I can speak on one entity in 1 minute and speak death the next? The Bible says, how can one man speak curses and blessings? How is it that we can be, I don't want to use that term, how is it that we can be so unstable? So we have a woe is me mindset one day and highly favored and blessed the next. when God is trying to get us to the point of, regardless of my circumstances, I'm blessed. Regardless of what I see, I'm blessed. Listen to what I'm speaking, I'm blessed. Because now my mindset is I'm blessed. Now I'm speaking, I'm blessed. Now the blessings have to manifest because now my heart and mind has matched. It's walking on one page. And now what you see don't distort you. It don't distract you. It don't matter what the world thinks. It don't matter what your country thinks. It doesn't matter what your city thinks. It doesn't matter what your local government thinks. None of that matters when your heart and mind is walking together and now you're speaking life out of your mouth. Now that unruly tongue is a way to make it civilized. I have found a way to gain control over the very thing that's trying to gain control over me. I've found a way to speak life instead of death. I found a way to speak health instead of sickness. I found a way to speak prosperity as opposed to poorness. I found a way. But again, the battle. Remember the battle. Remember the battle. The battle is to make you speak unaware of what you're speaking. The battle is to make you speak. Well, I can say unaware, but some people know what they're doing. But we're talking about the believers. We're talking about people that are trying to be faithful. We're talking about people that are walking for God. The battle is to get you to speak unaware. Speak death. Speak sickness. Speak those things of the enemy. Whether you're speaking it in your life or your children's life or somebody else's life, speak it. Because the one thing you will find out, negative thoughts are contagious. Oh my God. Listen to me. It takes nothing to persuade the next person to be negative like you. It takes nothing. And he's already working. So what I want you to understand today, in Proverbs, it says, death and life are in the power of the tongue. Death and life is in the power of the tongue. I love this part. I forgot to mention this part. I'm sorry. I forgot to mention this part. Death and life are in the power of the tongue, and they that love it shall eat the fruit thereof. How could I forget that part? And they that love it shall eat the fruit thereof. Now watch this. It didn't say they that love the life. They that love it. Whether you love in the death or whether you love in the life. They that love it shall eat the fruit thereof. So I'll leave you with this question. What fruit are you eating? What are you manifesting? What are you speaking in your life? What are you speaking in the lives of your children? We're not talking about grown adult children because they now have the conscious decision to speak in their own lives. But what are you speaking into the lives that you are still responsible for? The lives that you're still training up the way they should go, and when they're older, they will not depart from it. Those lives, what are you speaking into those lives? What are you speaking? It's time to examine self and understand where I'm at, what am I speaking? Am I heart and mind aligned? Am I moving according to the will of God? Let's examine ourselves. As a matter of fact, the last Bible scripture says, unless we examine ourselves, we stand out of need of judgment, unless we judge ourselves, right? So if I'm able to judge myself, then I can correct myself. What are you speaking? What are you believing? What's coming out of your mouth this day, at this moment? What is your environment full of? What are you manifesting out of your mouth? What are you pushing out of your mouth? Are you speaking life? Are you speaking death? Or do you feel you're somewhere in between? What are you manifesting? That's the question I'm going to leave you with. Because if you can pay attention to what you're speaking, you can pay attention to what you're manifesting. If you can pay attention to the words that are coming out of your mouth and that are aligned with your heart and mind, you can shift your destiny. You can shift your lifestyle. You can shift your circumstances. You can shift where you're at. But you got to understand, before we leave, you got to understand this. Everything that God gives, the enemy's trying to take. Now, I say try because he can't take it from you. He can only make you relinquish it. He can only make you give it up. He can only persuade you to let go of it. But what are you speaking? That's the question. Hopefully that question burns in your mind enough to make you a conscience of of your action, conscious of your decision, conscious of your words. And if you feel yourself short, ask God for more. God, help me speak life. Father, help me speak life. Help me speak those things of your Holy Spirit realm. Help me, oh Father, because I need you. Ask God for it. Ask and you shall receive. Seek and you shall find. Knock and the door shall be opened. What are you speaking this day in your lives? What are you speaking? Are you speaking with the grand? Listen, oh my God. Are you speaking what you were taught? Are you speaking the deception? Are you speaking the deceit? Are you speaking the things that you were taught? Because understand, you can be taught to speak death. You can be taught by your grandparents and by your parents to speak death because they were taught to speak death, because they were taught to speak death. And now you have a generation of people speaking death into their lives. Or are you speaking life? That's the question. That's the last thing I will say. What are you speaking? Don't matter what your neighbor's speaking. It don't matter what nobody else is speaking. Right now we're examining what are you speaking. What are you speaking? That's the question. Pastor, I'm out of your hair. I don't know if I went over time or not. If I did, I apologize.
No, you're good. That word was so profound, especially in this season that we're in right now. We have to be careful of our words. Our choice of words, man, can change your whole dynamic, whether people want to accept this or not.
That's right.
We're living. People, listen to me and listen to me well, because this is a part of the shift. This is a part of the shift. This is what we were dealing with for the month, was the shift. Listen to me and listen to me real good. That what Pastor Mike just got through speaking is happening. Y'all have to be careful of how you handle the words and the words that you use. Because watch this here. If you're not careful in this season, what you speak shall manifest.
One way or the other.
I'm going to say it again, but y'all didn't hear me. What you speak in this season, because this is a season of manifestation, what you speak in this season will come to pass. The Bible, Pastor Mike just explained to you, there's power in your words. The Bible says death and life is in the power of the tongue. I did a study on that, and I asked myself, Lord, why would you put the word death before you put the word life? We're supposed to be giving them strength to be able to speak life. One translation, as I went through it, it was only one translation that I saw that said death first. And I asked God, I said, why would this writer put it like that? He said, because I want to show you something. I want you to catch that and show you something. He said, watch this here. He said, this is the thing that we have to understand about this. If we're not careful, we can be speaking death and thinking we speak in life.
True. Very true.
We can think that we be speaking life and we speak in death.
Very true.
If you really want to look at it, the devil does a play on words. Everything in his repertoire is a play on words. If y'all don't believe me, go to when you took Jesus up onto the pinnacle.
Yeah.
Oh God, took him up on the pinnacle, and he told him, if you praise me, I can give you all of this.
All you see.
Then he said, cast yourself down. He said, the Bible says, if you dash your foot up against the stone, our angels will come and bind you up.
That's right.
A play on words. He's been doing that for years. He's been doing this for millennia. You got to understand, your words has the same power
mm-hmm.
that they did back in the day, man, back in the Bible days. There was things that happened back. You can still do that same thing today. We're in the season, ladies and gentlemen,
yep.
of manifestation.
Yeah.
Your mindset right now, I'm telling you now, stop having those inadvertent conversations with people.
Yep.
That you're killing yourself with. Go ahead, Mike.
But I want to go back to a question you asked. You said, why is it that you put the debt first? Why is it you put debt first? You can speak debt in life.
Mm-hmm.
And the hard truth about it is because we're more inclined to speak
Come
debt
on,
than
sir.
Life. Because you were born in the world of sin. So you're more inclined to speak death. That's why
good,
we were saying you have to be aware of your words, because the natural inclination of man is to speak death, not life.
It's good, Pastor Mike.
It's a fight to be able to stand and speak life. It's a fight to be able it's more than a fight, as a matter of fact. It's a conscious decision to speak life. But death comes almost naturally.
Come on.
Because of this world of sin we were born in, death comes almost. Apostle, I'm trying not to. You about to take me somewhere. I ain't trying to go now.
Let's go. Let's ride over now.
There is the natural inclination of man, because of the world of sin we were born in, to literally speak death.
Mm-hmm.
But life is a fight.
Jesus.
To speak life and blessings is missing. That's why so many, the Bible says, I love it, I love it, I love it, I love it, I love it. I did not come into the world to condemn the world, but that the world through me might have life and life more abundantly. And you remember the verse where it says, I'm about to pull it up. No, I'm about to pull it up. I'm about to pull it up. Hold on. Give me a second.
Mm-hmm.
It's the verse that Jesus says, I am the light, but men rather darkness than light. But hold on, let me. We ain't gonna paraphrase.
Mm-hmm.
We gonna get this together.
You read the whole word.
We
yeah.
gonna get this together. And in verse 19, John 3:19, and this is the condemnation, that light is coming to the world, and men love darkness rather than light.
Yeah.
Because their deeds was evil. The reason why death comes before life is because we love that part. It's the dark side of us. This is what we
yes,
don't admit. Every one of
yes,
us has a dark side that's implanted in us. There are some of us that are fighting to phase that out. That's why we have to shift and receive the mindset of Christ, because we can get past that dark side. Now, the reason Christ didn't have the dark side, because Christ wasn't of this world. He came down from heaven. We understand that. But because he came down from heaven, he had an inclination. But even with that, there were still angels that came down to strengthen Christ.
Work the word, Doc.
The reason why it's so easy to speak death is because most people aren't ready for the fight to speak life. Because now you're working against the prince of darkness. You're working against the ruler of this world when you're speaking life. But when you speak death, you're working with him. So
yeah.
It's almost like you're trying to swim upriver when you're speaking life. Now it's that upriver challenge. Now you're swimming up against the current. Now you're swimming up against the wind. Now you're going up against you're going up against the forces of this world. Which is why so many people quit because if you're not fighting strong enough, if you're not fighting, if you don't have the right equipment, if you don't have the right armor, if you're not fighting, you know, with the right pieces, the Bible says, as a matter of fact,
Jesus.
We were reading yesterday, the Bible says your sword is the word of God. So if you're not fighting with the word of God, remember, you're already going uphill because the world likes darkness.
Right.
Christ says in John 13, Christ says, the ruler of this world is coming, but he finds no fault in you. That's what we say. This is what we fail to acknowledge. If Christ called him the ruler of this world, the prince of the air, the prince of darkness, he comes to kill, steal, and destroy. You're already in an uphill battle. The reason darkness comes before light is because the ruler of this world is about darkness. I mean, the reason death becomes before light is because the ruler of this world is about death. He wants to kill and steal and destroy. He makes it easy. That's why so many people in this world are moving according to the world, because it's easy to go with the flow. It's like what's the word I use? I'm going where the wind blows.
Mm-hmm.
As a matter of fact, you'll
mm-hmm.
find several scriptures in the Bible that says this is to stop you from being vased, tossed to and fro in the wind.
Right.
But unfortunately,
right.
for some
right.
of us, we like the tossing to and fro.
Yeah.
I don't mind, because it's easier for me. It's easy to go wherever the wind blow me, because now I don't have to do anything. And now I can blame other people for me being tossed, as opposed to me taking responsibility for the very things that I am doing, that I made the mindset to move, my choices, my decisions. And instead of me doing
wow.
that, because if I speak life, watch this. With life comes accountability.
Exactly. Exactly. Exactly.
Life comes with accountability. So to answer that question, well, to dive into that question, not to really answer it, but to dive into that question, the reason debt came before life is because it's so much easier.
Right.
I don't have to be accountable
right.
for it.
Have
I
to
can
be accountable.
Speak it and blame
right.
somebody else.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
The reason
now,
debt comes before life, talk to me.
One of my favorite scriptures is Psalms 1. It says, blessed is the man that walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly.
Not in the counsel of the ungodly.
Nor sit in the seat of the scornful.
Sit in the seat of the scornful.
But his delight is in the law of the Lord, and in his law do he meditate day and night. This
day
is how
night.
You keep your shine. Excuse me. That was stuck right up in there. Listen, this is how you stop speaking debt. When you learn how
right.
to meditate and quit sitting among folk that you ain't got no business sitting among. See, because when you sit among the wrong people, your conversation changes. And when your conversation changes, watch this here. You start to speak things that you ain't supposed to speak. Now, watch this here. This is the point that got me. As you read a little bit deeper down there, you got you talking about being tossed. He said you'll be tossed like the chaff. This is the dead wood. This is the dead tree limbs and all that stuff.
Mm-hmm.
If we're not careful, we'll get caught up in a whirlwind of nonsense and foolery and be everywhere and thinking you everywhere. And, I mean, thinking you in the same place, but you everywhere. Because watch this here. You're no longer sitting in the right spot. You're no longer in the meditation where you need to be at. And one of my favorite ones, he said, you'll be like a tree that's planted by the rivers of water that will produce fruit. Watch this here. In your season, the crazy part about this thing is this. The whole purpose and reason for them keeping the enemy, keeping you from being able to speak, is to keep you from being able to produce the right fruit. Not just any fruit, the right fruit.
The right
and,
fruit.
And watch this here. We already dealt with Proverbs when it talked about, he said that we're going to produce the fruit. But my question is what kind of fruit are you producing? Your fruit is going to be determined how
you
talk.
What are you producing?
What is your word? What is your words producing?
Yep. That's the question.
The greatest thing that we could do in our walk with Christ is learn how to use the words that God has given to us. Watch this here. To be fruitful and multiply.
Yeah, that's a good one.
If you learn how to use the words that God gave you, study to show thyself approved, a workman that be not ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth. Learn how to use the word. Exercise the word. And everything else will fall into place. Now, I'm going to tell you why studying is so important. Because you got folk that's out there that's studying you. Good God, they studying you. And so you, number one, are an example for somebody that's looking for an answer to a situation. Watch this here, to keep them from speaking something that they ain't supposed to speak. Okay? Can we deal with that right there? We got to be mindful in order for us to be able to produce what we need to produce and to do what we need to do, because we have to be in a position to where the word is not only foundational, but the word got us fixed in position. Foundational and fixed in position. It goes beyond just having a foundation, because you can have a good foundation and have a bad house.
That's true.
Oh, you can have a good foundation and you can have one of the raggediest houses on the block, but the foundation is good. Windows all to our windows broke all out. Boards falling off the roof, caving in. But the foundation is good.
But the foundation is good.
It's not until we understand. It's not until we understand that we need to start fixing some things that's broke in us. And see,
right?
You said it earlier. Self examination is one of the best things that we got to do for ourselves.
It's gotta be.
When we look at self and see that it's not just everybody pimping. It's really not. Yes, sir. Help me, will you please? It's this thing. I have a family member, love him dearly. He's been married quite a few times, and I looked at this boy, and I told him, I said, listen, I said it ain't always that other person. Sometimes it's a self evaluation. And I don't have room to judge nobody. Listen to me well, people of God. I don't have no room to judge you and nobody else. I have to do a self examination myself. It wasn't that I was trying to point nothing out bad about this about my family member, but watch this. I myself personally had to have a talk with Jesus about me. Because there are holes that are in my life right now. Come on here, get that, breathe, baby.
Yep.
Take a deep breath. Just exhale and inhale. It's gonna be okay. It's gonna be all right. I got some holes and some issues that I have to deal with personally. This is a person.
Right.
This is, I'm not perfect, but I tell you what I'm doing. I understand that my foundation is good.
That's right. That's
and I got
right.
some
That's
stuff
right.
to be. I got some stuff
That's
to work
right.
on in my
That's
house.
Right. That's right.
Every day
That's
we
right.
get up, I heard this preacher say. He said we sending up timber, and I used to say to myself, "Well, you." Preacher, you talking about sending up timber? What you talking about? It wasn't until I got old I started to understand what he talking about sending up that timber. In other words, he's sending up some prayers. Lord, fix me. Fix this house. Fix this house right here. Because I need you to get these boards that's all riggedy and raggedy. When you step, listen,
right.
there are spots that my grandmother used to have before we did the foundational work on the house. We had to walk, the foundation was good, but one of the beams that went along the floor kind of buckled. So they had to replace one of the beams one of the beams under the house. Sometimes, ladies and gentlemen, it requires you to replace some things so you can get to where you need to be at. Watch this here. We would step in certain spots, and the house would kind of buckle a little bit. We all got those spots where we are buckled a little bit. But guess what? If we talk to God enough, he'll fix that bend in your life.
That's right. That's right. That's right.
Man, you'd mess around here and
wow.
started me. We weren't even supposed to go this way.
It was
so profound. The people of God that are listening to us this morning, listen to me, listen to the man of God, listen to the voice of God. This is not even us talking. This is God talking. This is God talking. Because me and Pastor Mike would have had a whole nother conversation. We've been talking about something completely, totally different from what y'all hearing right now. But listen to the power of the manifestation of the word that's taking place in this hour that we're in. We have to be mindful. We have to be content. And we have to be strengthened in this hour that we're in. Because the enemy's desire, people of God, the enemy's desire is to make you change your words. Yep. To make you speak a thing. Watch this here. That you know you shouldn't be speaking.
Yep.
But because you're in your place of frustration.
Mm-hmm.
Let me bless you to your blessed place and push you to your purpose and drive you to your destiny. Listen.
Mm.
We will get caught up in words. Man.
Yeah.
That thing ran all the way down my spine, man. That thing ran. We will get caught up in words. And the right word at the right time make you pull out a gun and blow somebody's brains out. That's just naturally. That's just naturally, people of God. That's just naturally.
That's a good point, though.
That's naturally. That's naturally. But we're talking about spiritually. Can you imagine dying spiritually and then dying naturally? Spiritually, then dying naturally. Not only have you lost life physically, but you lost your seat.
Yeah.
Man.
Wow.
You lost your seat.
Wow.
I used to hear this as a kid, and I was befuddled by it until I got older. He said they used to say all the time. Why live in hell, go through hell, and then die, and then go to hell?
Wow. Oh, you got me on that one. Wow.
Why? What good does it do a man to profit the whole world?
Mm.
Gain the whole world, gain everything, and then lose his soul.
Right.
$1 million ain't gonna get you into heaven
at all.
I'm gonna end it because I'm feeling some quaking in spirit, Doc. Listen, one of my favorite passages of scripture is the rich young ruler. And they said that this man left, but I like one translation to say he left more perplexed than he did when he came. When he went to Jesus and told Jesus he wanted to follow after.
I'm gonna give y'all
the hood version. Mike, I'm gonna give the hood version. He came to Jesus and said, hey, bro, check it out. I want to roll with you and your boys because y'all out there, y'all doing y'all thing out here with this Jesus piece. And I'm trying to get a part of that. So what's up? Holler at your boy. Let me know if I can roll with y'all. Jesus rolled up on him and say, Blair, listen, let me break it down for you. I'm going to give you, watch this here. I'm going to give you some criteria that you need to know. Well, what's up? Jesus, talk to your boy. Tell me what's going on. Jesus told him just like this. He said, listen, he said, you got to honor your mother and your father. He said, don't covenant your neighbor, and a few other things that he asked him. He said, man, all this stuff, Jesus, I've been doing since I was a baby, man. I did this when I was a kid, so we're straight. He said, okay, peace. He said, cool. He said, straight. He said, I tell you what, go sell everything you got. Go sell all, go get the Lexus, the Rolls, go get that Cadillac Escalade that you put your system in and the TVs in. Go sell that $2 million house that you got. I want you to take all that. I want you to sell all that. And then once you sell all of that right there, I want you to take that money that you got from selling all that stuff, and I want you to give it to the poor.
What,
Bible say he loved.
Whoa, Jesus. Whoa, now.
Yeah, you going too far.
He took all this stuff.
He left. He left. The Bible says he left more perplexed than he did when he came. He was more jacked up than he came when he came. And then Jesus made the reference to say, now, you see your boy walking off, looking all sad face? I'm going to tell you why you look all sad face. Let me bless you to your blessed face, push you to your purpose, drive you to your destiny real quick. The reason why your boy looks so sad face is this. Here, watch this here. It's more easier for a camel to pass through the eye of a needle than it is for a rich man to get into heaven. Now, this is my after I did my study on that phrase, I was thinking that actually Jesus was talking about an actual eye of a needle and an actual camel trying to pass through the eye of a needle. But at the gate of Jerusalem, they called it the eye of the needle.
The eye of the needle.
That's what the entranceway is called because it's so narrow. What they had to do was the camels had to, they had to unload their camel because the camel usually, when you had a camel, the camel had a hump. So whatever you had on the camel, you had to take down and go through and then put it back on. But watch the text now. There was 3 entranceways the exact same way. So you had to do it 3 different times.
Different times. Yep.
That's what he meant. He said it's easier for you to unpack your camel, go through, get midways into the afternoon, load the camel back up, unload again, walk your camel through, reload up, go back through, get to that next step, you unload and go back through. Before you even get to the marketplace.
Right.
Some of us are not willing to unpack. Some of us are not willing to shrink down, to downsize our life to fit the protocol of Jesus. I'm done. I'm going to leave it alone because I felt the Holy Ghost all up in that thing just now. Leave it alone. I'm going to go ahead on it. I'm going to set this over to the side. I'm going to set this over to the side. I'm going to set this over to the side, and I'm going to leave it alone. But, yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. But listen, Pastor Mike, let the people know how they can get in contact with you, man, where you are, what your service time is, and they can get in contact with you like that.
Well, we do have this new thing going. We do service on Facebook, and now I've downloaded it onto YouTube. So our services are available on YouTube. The YouTube channel is Manifesting Love Ministries, Manifesting Love Ministry. Or you can reach us at Manifesting Love Ministry if you solicit any prayers or anything to that degree. We're always open, we're always willing, we're always ready, actually. So you can reach us at manifestingloveministry@gmail.com, or you can reach us at Michael Roche at Facebook. MICHALROCHE. I'm always there. You can feel free to reach out, or if you want to call personally or text, 504-435-4739. I am available. You can call. You can do it however you choose to do it. We're here to do the will of God. So.
Amen. Amen. Thank you so much, man. As always,
appreciate you, man.
Y'all, this is my brother for real in life and indeed. In life and indeed.
Right.
This brother's a real brother. We not natural brother. We don't have the same mama. You know, that old saying, this is my brother from another mother. This is my brother from another mother. This brother right here is either true deal. I appreciate him. I love him so much, man. It's just an honor all the time if we get together. What we did on the broadcast, y'all, this is what we do when we together. So
true.
We just finished up. We just picked up where we left off at. So listen, God bless y'all. We appreciate y'all so much. We love you so much. We're going to take a real quick commercial break, guys. Remember, you're listening to the Worldwide Gospel Connection.
Mm.
There's a miracle in this room with my name on it. There's a healing in this room and it's here for me. Oh, there's a breakthrough in this room.
So I'm gonna put a brain. praise. I've been in church all my life. I can control it. And the weight of glory fell so heavy on me. I start doing what we call a back.
Amen, 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 and amen again. God bless you guys. Thank you so much for listening in on today's broadcast, our Man of Money with Pastor Mike Roche that came through for our Man of Money. I'm telling y'all, such a powerful word of shift, such a powerful word of shift. Guys, remember, this was our last installment of our Man Up Monday for the month of August. Our September lineup, we have some fantastic speakers that will be coming through. Remember, guys, to continue to share, like, and be a part of what God is doing right here on the Worldwide Gospel Connection. That number again to partner up and listen in is 563-999-3628. That number again is 563-999-3628. Press 1 for prayer, or if you guys just want to share a testimony, or you guys just want to share how the broadcast has been blessing you, we'll be excited to hear from you from either one of those directions. God bless you. Thank you so much. And we ask that you guys continue to listen in and be a part of what God is doing right here on the Worldwide Gospel Connection. Join us tomorrow for our Testimony Tuesday. And remember, guys, we got something for every day of the week for 5 days out of the week that we're here. There's our Man of Monday, our Testimony Tuesday. Our Wednesday is our Wisdom and Word Wednesday. Thursday is our Women's Day Thursday. And Friday is our Freestyle Friday. So remember, there's something here on the broadcast every single week that we are on, every day that we're on for 5 days a week that we're here. We have something to share with you, an empowering and strengthening and a word of shift and a word of change for each and every last one of those days that you guys are listening. We ask that you guys continue to be a part of what God is doing right here on the Worldwide Gospel Connection. Those of you all who would like to sow into the ministry, you could do so by going to your Cash App. That's $WGC2020. Again, that's WGC2020. You could also go to your PayPal. It's paypal.me/worldwidegc. Again, that's paypal.me/worldwidegc. And you also can go to your Zelle, and the Zelle is 832-816-7933. Now, those of you all who would like to give your life to Christ, today is a good day to do it. Today is a good day to do it. We're extending to you right now what we call the Overcomer Scripture and the Overcomer's Prayer. You guys that would like to give your life on this morning, please feel free to do so. You can do that by going into prayer with us as we go into prayer right now to pray for you, to pray with you. And to do so is just simple. We give you the scripture, Romans 10:9, which simply says, blessed is a man that walks, Romans 10:9. If you confess with your mouth and believe in your heart that Jesus died and was raised from the dead, you will be saved. You will be saved. Amen. Listen, those of you all who would like to give your life, let us pray this prayer for you. And just as we pray this prayer, we ask that you would simply just give your life on today. Gracious and eternal Father, we thank you for your blessings and your eternal peace and joy that has been introduced into their lives right now. Father, we pray that you would strengthen and empower and give them the grace to be able to continue in the race, God, that you have given to them to continue in. God, we pray that all things work together for the good of them who love the Lord and who are called according to your purpose. Father, we thank you, Lord God. Those of you all that would like to give your life, I'm going to reintroduce that scripture right now. Just lift up your hands and receive it. These that are coming, Lord, they confess with their mouth and believe in their hearts that Jesus died and was raised from the dead, and they are now saved. They are now saved. Father God, thank you right now, God, for touching and empowering them and strengthening them right now in the mighty and rich name of Jesus. God, we pray right now, God, that you would touch their lives, touch their hearts and their minds. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. God, we pray for those who have not given their lives on today. God, we pray that you would strengthen them, empower them, grace them, God, with the grace to have that chance, God, to do it. But, Lord, put into them the understanding, God,
that their time is winding up. Time is winding up, and it's getting closer than they have ever had before. In the mighty and rich name of Jesus that we pray. And the body of Christ said, amen, amen, and amen. God bless you. Thank you guys so much for listening in and partnering up with us here on the Worldwide Gospel Connection. We pray that all things are working together for your good and that the grace and mercy of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ will continue to be with you and continue to be a part of your life. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Amen, amen, and amen. We look forward to you guys being part of it again as we do what we do. Amen. God bless you. Thank you, guys. And we look forward to you coming back and joining us on tomorrow.